Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we take a fresh, lively look at political figures who've shaped our country's history and culture. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today we're turning our focus to one of the most enduring figures in Colorado politics, Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She's been representing Denver and its surrounding areas since the late 90s, and she's carved out a reputation as a dedicated advocate for civil liberties, public health, and reproductive rights.
Born on July 29, 1957, in Tachikawa, Japan. Yep, an overseas military base baby. Diana Louise DeGette grew up in Denver, Colorado. She earned her bachelor's degree in political science from Colorado College and later received her JD from New York University School of Law. Before entering politics, she worked as a civil rights attorney, which gave her early exposure to advocacy, especially around public interest law.
Her political career officially began in 1992 when she was elected to the Colorado House of Representatives. She quickly made her mark by championing the Bubble Bill, which protected patients entering abortion clinics from harassment, a landmark law that became a national model.
Then in 1996, DeGette won election to Congress representing Colorado's 1st District, which includes nearly all of Denver. She's held the seat ever since, making her one of the most senior women currently serving in the House. In that time, she's built a legacy focused on healthcare, science policy, environmental protection, and civil liberties.
As a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, she's had major influence on policies related to public health, including biomedical research and the regulation of emerging technologies. One of her signature efforts was co-authoring the 21st Century Cures Act, which aimed to accelerate medical research and innovation.
She's also long been a fierce defender of reproductive rights. As co-chair of the Congressional Pro-Choice Caucus, DeGette has been a constant voice against efforts to restrict abortion access. In the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned, her work has only become more high-profile and more urgent.
Her approach is one of steady progressivism. She's not usually the loudest person in the room, but she's often one of the most effective. In committee rooms and behind the scenes, DeGette has earned respect across the aisle for her diligence and command of policy.
And while she may not trend on Twitter every week, her voice carries weight on issues that don't always get the flashiest headlines, like stem cell research, FDA oversight, and ethical standards for biotechnology.
Of course, every long-serving politician picks up a few memes along the way. In DeGette's case, it's mostly been the "How is she still in office?" variety, since she's now served over a quarter century in Congress. But her supporters say that's exactly the point. She brings experience, consistency, and a long memory for policy fights that don't start and end in a single term.
She's also become something of a fixture in Colorado political culture, popping up regularly in state media, hosting town halls, and remaining deeply connected to Denver's progressive and civic circles.
In short, Diana DeGette might not be a firebrand, but she is a force. Her long-standing commitment to progressive values, combined with her ability to navigate Washington's complex bureaucracy, makes her one of the most effective quiet leaders in the House.
And as new waves of political energy surge into Congress, her voice offers a seasoned perspective, one that's still pushing the envelope on science, healthcare, and civil rights.
That's our look at Congresswoman Diana DeGette, advocate, policymaker, and longtime steward of Colorado's 1st District.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. We're here every weekday bringing you fresh takes on the people who shape our laws and lives.
Have a great day. And remember, this is an AI podcast brought to you by pointedwords.com. See you next time.